Good evening, Emmanuel Church. If you have your Bibles, I'd like to ask you to open up with me to Judges chapter 6. I'll be reading verse 11 through 18. It reads, "Now the angel of the Lord came and sat under the terebinth at Ophrah, which belonged to Joash the Bezrahite, while his son Gideon was beating out the wheat in the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, 'The Lord is with you, O mighty man of valor.' And Gideon said, 'Please, my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? And were all his wonderful deeds that our fathers recounted to us, saying, Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and given us into the hand of Midian.' And the Lord turned to him and said, 'Go in this might of yours and save Israel from the hand of Midian. Do not I send you?' And he said to him, 'Please, Lord, how can I save Israel? Behold, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least near in my father's house.' And the Lord said to him, 'But I will be with you, and you shall strike the Midianites as one man.' And he said to him, 'If now I have found favor in your eyes, then show me a sign that it is you who speak to me. Please do not depart from here until I come to you and bring out my present and set it before you.' And he said, 'I will stay till you return.'" So here we see that the Lord's giving Gideon a very important calling to defeat the Midianites. But we see that he's doubting himself. He's doubting the power of God, and he's trusting in his ability, which is not much. And often in life, we can find ourselves in a similar situation where we know what God wants us to do. We know the calling the Lord has on our lives, yet we lack the faith to actually go and do it. His main problem was he was trusting his own capabilities, right? He was an Israelite. He believed in Jesus. He believed in God, but he didn't know God. He didn't have that relationship with him. So he didn't trust in him. It's easy for us as well to put our focuses on our own abilities, right? Going to school for seminary and theology, going and having different trainings and stuff, and not having those being an excuse to not serve. But the thing is, just like there's that aspect of trusting our own ability, there's the other where some people will trust in their ability because they went to seminary that they could preach, or because they got training in something, now they could do it for the Lord where there's no anointing. It's a very limiting thing when we make it about us, right? We're weak. But on the other hand, God is all powerful. He's the same God who split the Red Sea, who called down fire when Elijah needed it against the prophets of Baal. An interesting thing is the Lord likes to use weaklings. He called a shepherd boy to become king and change the course of history. He called a killer of Christians to become one of the most influential men in the entire Bible. Yet sometimes we doubt if he could use us. We're just as much sinners as they are. I believe even atheists have faith in themselves, in their own logic and their own capabilities. But what sets Christians apart is we believe in God's ability and God's strength, not our own. And I believe, Emmanuel Church, that God doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the called. Think of the apostles. Some of them were fishermen. So for my second point, I want to read chapter 6, verse 36 to 40. It reads, "Then Gideon said to God, 'If you will save Israel by my hand, and you have said, Behold, I am laying a fleece of wool on the threshing floor. If there is dew on it, on the fleece alone, and it is dry on all the ground, then I shall know that it is you who will save Israel by my hand, as you have said.' And it was so. When he rose early next morning and squeezed the fleece, he wrung out dew from the fleece to fill a bowl with water. Then Gideon said to God, 'Let not your anger burn against me. Let me speak just once more. Please let me test just once more with the fleece. Please let it be dry on the fleece only, and on all the ground let there be dew.' And God did so that night, and it was dry on the fleece only, and on all the ground it was dew. So now we see originally Gideon was trusting in his own capabilities and not in God. And now he's wanting to grow in his trust with God, right? So he asks God, show me your power. And in our own lives, we can see something similar. For example, when we hear a testimony in church and we hear somebody talk about how powerfully God moved in their life. But on our one-on-one life, how can we really see the power of God? Like when we don't feel it and we don't see it sometimes. I was talking with somebody recently and I was reminded of how important the secret place is. Spending time with the Lord in one-on-one on prayer, reading his word, right? I believe I had more revelations in my room on my knees than anywhere else, on my personal one-on-one time with the Lord. Another would be fasting and pursuing these things with God. Another would be showing up to church on Thursdays to our amazing prayer nights or going to house prayers. One that I saw the Lord worked mightily in my life is when I went out and did it, even though I was afraid, but the Lord pulled through and the Lord did everything for me. Romans 10 verse 17 says, so faith comes from hearing and hearing the words of Christ. And then I also believe it's not wrong to ask God for more faith, to increase your faith. I mean, the apostles did it in Luke chapter 17, asked Jesus to increase their faith. But now we have this faith, right? So how do we move this faith into serving? I would say it's the realization that we can't really do anything. God is the one who does everything for us and through us, right? Pastor David preaches, but he's just a mouth and the Lord speaks through him. Same with TJ. Same with people who spread the gospel. It's not us, but God. Recently, I went to a youth camp. And at this youth camp, there was a young boy who asked me to teach him how to swim. And we were at the beach, and there were waves. And he was a little afraid. But I went out with him into the water, and I held him, and he trusted me. And he knew as the waves came, he wasn't going to drown because I was holding him. And then later that night, I was thinking about that. I'm like, man, that's really how our relationship with God is. He's the one holding us. He will not let us drown. On my third point, we need to trust God even when it doesn't make sense. So I want to read Judges chapter 7, verse 7. And it says, and the Lord said to Gideon, with the 300 men who lapped, I will save you and give the Midianites into your hand and let all the others go, every man to his home. So Gideon started off as a boy who didn't trust God. Then he grew in his trust with the Lord. And now he's faced with a very scary thing. He originally had a big army and the Lord whittled it down to 300 men. Maybe three times as many people as is within this room. Against an army that says in a previous chapter, outnumbers the sand on the beach in both men and camels. Can't even see the ground with so many soldiers. Without God, it looks like suicide. And now we see Gideon, he grew in his faith with God and he actually goes into battle. When we are overwhelmed and confused, it's humility that'll get us through it. Trusting in him, as we said earlier. Putting our faith and trust in the Lord God alone. And then, in chapter 7, verse 2, the Lord says, the Lord said to Gideon, the people with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hand, lest Israel boast over me, saying, my own hand has saved me. That's the realization that all that we do is for the glory of God, not for the glory of ourselves. Because the thing is, if we serve and we serve for ourselves, the Lord will not use us. there will be no power of the Holy Spirit if our image of serving is so we get the glory, right? My last and final point, God always keeps his promises. I want to go into the next chapter, chapter 8. I'm just going to read one verse. It's going to be verse 28. So Midian was subdued before the people of Israel, and they raised their heads no more. And the land had rest 40 years in the days of Gideon. No matter what, if we're serving in accordance to God's will, God will always pull through. And he will always use us, and he will not abandon us. No matter what it is, our God will always provide. And with that, I want to ask you to stand, and I want to invite the worship team up. And as they get ready, I want to go into a prayer. If we see ourselves like Gideon in the first part, trusting in ourselves and not God, let's go like the apostles and ask the Lord to increase our trust. If we see ourselves like Gideon in the second part, where he's growing in his faith, let's ask God to help us implement that faith and grow in it even more. And then, if we are like Gideon, trusting God, and we see the works of the Holy Spirit in our life, let's thank God that we've seen these things and that he always provides. Amen.